as you probably know, Tech Edmonton fosters the growth and development of high-tech startup companies within the region. MTI is one of those companies that's part of the Tech Edmonton family. Every year, Tech Edmonton chooses a company that is most likely to succeed, if you will, based on science and technology and the business that they've done over the last year. So MTI has been selected for that award.
What is it that your company is doing?
So what our company has done is we've developed an early stage colon cancer test. Right now, colon cancer diagnosis is in a dismal state. If you're diagnosed with colon cancer today, your survivability rate is roughly 50%. And that only has to do with the fact that the current means to diagnose cancer, although very good, they're costly and invasive and don't get used as often. We've developed a test that's non-invasive and is relatively cheap to use. And so the screening protocol would go much quicker. You'd be able to screen a lot more people. If you catch this cancer early at the polyp stage, which is what our test will detect, your survivability rate goes up to above 90%.
Is this a spin-off from the University of Alberta?
It is. Dr. Richard Fedorik, who is the scientist behind the company and the founder, is a clinical scientist at the University of Alberta, and this technology emanated from there.
How does the test actually work?
What we've detected is in your urine, there are waste molecules that are being shed from your body. These waste molecules give a good indication of your health status. And what we found is that there are particular compounds in your urine that relate directly to either polyps or different chemicals that relate directly to colon cancer. And it's these compounds that we're detecting in the urine to give us a positive signal as to whether you have polyps or colon cancer.
What change is this going to make in the way things are done right now?
Ideally, if this test is accepted, it will push the entire paradigm of how we treat colon cancer back in the system. Currently, you use a colonoscopy to detect whether you have colon cancer or not, and then once you do detect the colon cancer, you move into some sort of a chemotherapy regimen. If our test is accepted, you would test to see whether you have polyps at the early stage using our test, and then you would use the colonoscopy more as a therapeutic modality to go in, remove the polyps, and then essentially get rid of the cancer.
What are the statistics like right now?
As I mentioned earlier, the current diagnostic methods result in a 5-year survivability rate of just over 50%, which is quite dismal. Again, this is a cancer that can be eradicated. If you test our cancer early enough, the survivability goes beyond 90%.
A lot of people don't like going for a colonoscopy or testing for colon cancer, and so that's really part of the problem that feeds into this, isn't it?
That's exactly right. The existing test, the colonoscopy, is invasive, it's painful. Most of us would like to avoid it if we can. That's why we're really excited about this test that we developed. This test that we've developed is a urine test. Essentially, it's the kind of test that we go into our labs at least on an annual basis. You pee in a cup, leave the cup with the diagnostic lab. They run through a number of tests that are ticked off on the sheet that your doc has sent you, and we'll come back and tell you whether you have polyps or not.
The company itself, what stage are you at now?
We've completed clinical trials at the University of Alberta on 1,200 patients, and that has verified that our test has an accuracy rate of over 80%. There is another non-invasive test on the market called the fecal occult blood test. Its accuracy rate is somewhere around 30%. And not only is the accuracy rate really poor, even patient compliance is worse than that. It's about 14% in the province of Alberta. And one of the main reasons for that is that the test is a fecal test, and you have to collect your own stool at home. And so a lot of patients prefer not to do that or don't do it properly. So we see that this would be a test that would be easy for patients to comply with. It's very similar to the test that they already do at their diagnostic labs.
What do you see as being the market potential for your company with this product?
So right now, looking at the market opportunity just in North America, looking at the American Cancer Society and their recommendations for the number of people that need to be screened in North America for colon cancer, we're looking at a very large market, almost a $5 billion market just in North America alone.
What are the next steps for you?
A couple of the key next steps for a test like this is for us to work with the health delivery organization. So in Alberta, that'll be Alberta Health Services. And we'll be running a trial with Alberta Health Services starting in the late spring, early summer. And And so that's one of the steps. Once we've completed that trial, we will have sufficient data for us to go through the regulatory path. We do have to get regulatory approval for this test, and we will be doing that both in Canada, the United States, as well as abroad.
Are you getting any recognition from other areas?
Definitely we are. Our company has just been invited to go to China to visit one of the largest research institutions in that nation called BGI. They do a lot of work in looking at different biomarkers and translating those to diagnostics like we do. They're quite excited to hear about our test. It's one of the first types of tests like this available in the market today. And so we spent about a week in China last month looking at collaboration opportunities to release not only this test in China, but working with that group to develop other tests for the Chinese market.
Now, you say that you're part of the Tech Edmonton family. Who all has helped you along the way? What sort of funding sources have you had?
I could spend a very long time in terms of all the people that have helped and so forth. But, you know, this idea came about with a discussion from the head of the business development group, Dr. Randy Yatskoff, in a discussion with the founder, Dr. Richard Fedorik. They were talking about something completely different related to the University of Alberta when this topic of Richard's research had come up. Randy had come up and said, you know what, this is an ideal opportunity for a company. And Richard's response was, I have no idea how to start up a company. And Randy said, leave it to us. And so, you know, the Tech Edmonton family really stepped up. I was part of Tech Edmonton at the time and jumped at the opportunity to work with Richard and the rest of the team to make this a reality.
Well, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.